So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 6, the killings of the demon Putana, and text today will be read 20 and 21st. So in 20th verse text there is no purpose, so I will read and the repetition will be for 21st verse. Text 20. Translation. The child was thoroughly washed with cow urine and then smeared with the dust raised by the movements of the cow. Then different names of Lord were applied with cow dung on the 12 different parts of his body, beginning with the forehead as done in applying tilak. In this way, the child was given protection. Text 21st. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The gopis first executed the process of achman, drinking a sip of water from the right hand. They purified their bodies and hands with the Nyas mantra and then applied the same mantra upon the body of the child. Purport. Nyas mantra includes achaman, or first drinking a sip of water kept in the right hand. There are different Vishnu mantras to purify the body, the gopis and the gopis, and in fact any householders knew the process of being purified by chanting Vedic hymns. The gopis executed the process first to purify themselves and then to purify the child Krishna. The process of Angnyas and Karnyas simply by drinking a little sip of water and chanting the mantra. The mantra is preceded with the first letter of the name followed by Anuswar and the word Namah. Om Namah Ajas Ajas Twangrim Vyapat Mam Mano Mani Manas Tava Janhu Abhyat. And so on. By losing Indian culture, Indian householders have forgotten how to execute the Angnyas and are simply busy in Sanskritification without any advanced knowledge of human civilization. Here Sukadev Goswami describes in this part first about the gopis. They are performing protection, they're trying to protect Krishna by the different type of mantra. So this pastime of Krishna took place. Krishna displayed this pastime when he was only 6 days old, this one. And towards the end of this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami described the how the hearing this pastime, Putana Moksham, salvation or liberation of Putana, and same time Krishnasya Arbhakam Adhutam, Adhutam Arbhakam. This pastime as well as childhood pastime, if one person simply hears Sunyat Sardhaya with Sardha, with faith and love, devotion, then Gobinde Labhate Ratim. That person can get very easily attraction, a spontaneous attraction for Krishna Bhakti Rati. Sunyat atha, simply we are supposed to hear with Shraddha, with faith, this pastime, putana mokshanam, mokshanam. Putana moksham, salvation or liberation of putana, and same time other Krishna childhood pastime. This pastime, you know, the putana came to kill Krishna. This was her intention. In the beginning of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, always talks about killing of child. As we know, right after marrying, Vasudev married Devaki, and then he was returning to his own house. The whole procession was there, a ceremonial procession was there, everyone is going to the street of Mathura. Then, Akashvani, source was not known, unknown source on Vani, vibrated from the sky, and this vibration directly addressed to Kamsa. That time Kamsa was driving the chariot of Devaki and Vasudev. Devaki was his younger sister. Naturally he has strong affection for Devaki. So, but for that time, when Devaki and Vasudev, right after wedding, marriage, returning, in order to show respect, honor her, express of affectionate, he started to drive the chariot. While he was driving, and whole ceremonial procession was going on, Brahmin were chanting specious mantra, thousands of citizens were assembled there. And then Akashvani directly addressed to Kamsa and said, Kamsa, you are murkh. You are foolish. You are giving so much respect, affection for a woman, a girl, Devaki. You don't know her eighth child would kill you. Devaki's eighth child will become the reason of your death. So, about earth child will kill you. Immediately Kamsa wanted to kill Devaki right there, but somehow or other he was pacified by Vasudev. Vasudev promised that Kamsa, you don't have any fear from Devaki. So far your fear has aroused from his earth child. So I promise you, as soon as Devaki would give birth, any child, I will offer to you, I will hand over in your hand, I will give in your hand, and immediately you can kill. So thus, that time one attempt was there to kill Devaki. However, did not happen, and Devaki in due course of time gave birth of each year she gave birth of one child, continuous 6th year, and Devaki's 6 children were killed by Kamsa. 7th one, as a 7th pregnancy of Devaki, Lord Balaram personally entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. And then Balaram was transferred by Yogmaya from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And as a 8th pregnancy of Devaki, Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, personally entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. And right in the prison house of Kamsa, where the Vasudeva and Devaki were confined, Krishna appeared as the 8th child of Devaki. And the whole incident we know, the same night, though Vasudev has promised that as soon as Devaki would give birth, he would offer, hand over that child to Kamsa, but Vasudeva did not do this. Rather, he took a child, his own son, in the Gokul and kept in the house of Mother Yashoda. And by that time, Mother Yashoda has given birth a female child and took the child back. Then Kamsa, when Kamsa came to know that Devaki has given birth of an earth child, immediately he came and took from the lap of, he snatched the child, female child, from the lap of Mother Devaki, and he tried to smash the small child, baby. He was thinking that this is the earth child of Devaki. So he snatched from the lap of Devaki, the child, grabbed her feet with one hand, and he wanted to dash on the surface of a stone. And that time, while he was doing this, he was in process of, immediately the child slipped out from his grip, from his hand, palm, and flew in the sky. And Kamsa could see, they saw that, he said, it is not ordinary child, Durga Devi. He was very much devoted, with devotee of Durga Devi, worshipping very nicely with faith and love and devotion, Durga Devi. Durga Devi appeared in the sky. And Durga Devi told him, "You murk, don't try to kill children anymore. What you get by killing me? That boy, the baby, the child who is destined to kill you has taken birth somewhere else. He has already taken birth somewhere else." So he became very much surprised. First of all, he has heard prediction from demigod that Devaki will give birth a male child, earth child. But first he was surprised, he was struck with wonder that Devaki did not give birth to the male child, son, but daughter. And so whole thing, then he also saw that Devaki is such a great personality. She has given birth of my worshipable deity, Durga Devi. However, very well struck with wonder, he was not thinking what to do now. So it was midnight, again he returned to his own chamber, his room, his palace, and whole night he could not sleep, but contemplating what to do. In the morning time, he summoned, called for his ministers, advisor, and then he informed, Kamsa informed all, everything, what had been spoken by Durga Devi to him. And then he asked, what we should do now? And those ministers, they are demoniac person, so they gave advice that we should kill. Recently the child has taken birth yesterday or today. So what we will do, we should kill all children born within 10 days. If any have child taken birth on here in the earthly planet, we should kill all children. Should be killed. We will kill. The Kamsa order, okay, start. Who have taken birth within 10 days, all children should be killed. And then their search party was formed. We have to find out whereabout of the child who had hiding, taken birth. The child who is destined to kill Kamsa, he has already taken birth somewhere. So we have to find out his, first of all, his whereabout, where he is hiding. But it will be really difficult to find out him. So we should, from one beginning, start, and every children should be killed. Every child should be killed. and then search party. They locate. And Putana was like he was in charge, head of the search party. He should locate and that child should be killed. So this incident was happening in Mathura. They are planning to kill all children. And other side in Gokul, Vrindavan, there was great jubilation was there. Everyone was submerged in the ocean of bliss. Nand Baba thinking that Mother Yashoda has given birth a child. He was thinking, this is my son. So whole Vrindavan, Gokul were in jubilation. They are celebrating. They were everyone overwhelmed with the, we are celebrating the birth of Krishna, Krishna Janmashtami. They are celebrating. And then, one point, Nand Baba had to pay to tax for Kamsa. So Nand Baba appointed many strong archer. They put them in charge for protecting Gokul. Appointed the guard, you please protect Gokul. And he personally went to Mathura to pay the taxes. He went there. At that time, it was the sixth day of Krishna birth. And Putana, since they were searching, going here, wandering here and around, looking the children, she was killing the children. And fortunately, or unfortunately, she was inspired by, sent by Kamsa and came in direction of Gokul. Gopal Champoy described that she flew. She did not walk. She did not drive. She flew from the Mathura, city of Mathura, and landed, flew in the sky and landed in the outer skirt of Gokul. Came to Gokul, and there were very big, strong archers were there guarding the city of Gokul. When she came, she could realize that it is not possible by force to enter in the city, in the village of Gokul. So what? Because she has such a ugly, horrible form, Rakshasi. So since the Gokul was guarded by the guard, so she could not enter. So she disguised her. First of all, she cast her the ugly form and assumed a very beautiful form of a very attractive form of a beautiful woman. We know Asura men, they look very ugly, horrible to behold. And the Rakshas women are even worse. The men, they are very ugly, Rakshas men. And women are even worse. But every single Rakshasi, woman of Rakshas, they have one saving feature, that they can assume an attractive, beautiful form of a woman. This they have feature, they have character. This mystic part. So Putana used that part, that potency. And she assumed a very attractive form of a very attractive, beautiful woman. We know Srimad Bhagavatam described that. She has such a nice skin, fragrant body, with full breast and rounded hips, and the glow, it rivaled the moon, full moon itself. she becomes such an attractive, beautiful woman. And same time, she was holding a lotus flower in her hand. Lakshmiji usually, and with this beautiful form, she entered without any obstruction, unobstructed, she entered. Because those guards, though they were appointed, assigned to protect the, but they did not protest. They did not stop Putana because she says such, she looks like a like Lakshmi Devi. What to speak of stopping, preventing her, or obstructing her? They also very respectful, guided. Okay, see what the thing is that Lakshmi ji have came. She must have come here to see the Krishna. So they guided towards the house of palace of Nanda Baba. She came unobstructed, entered in the city, and then directly she entered in the house of palace of Nanda Maharaj. Mother Yashoda and Rohini were there, and Krishna was lying on the bed. Nobody stopped him, obstructed. Here, Jiva Goswami talks about how come that they were associates of Krishna. How come that they are illusioned by the material potency, material maya, illusion of Putana? They are ever liberated personality. They could not be captivated by the material beauty, by material illusion. Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki. So because the yoga maya also was helping, though she was inspired by, sent by Kamsa, but yoga maya, which called Leela Shakti of Krishna, so the pastime could take place, pastime should go on forward. For that reason, even the yoga maya, or Purnamasi Devi, or Leela Shakti, she was also involved. She was also helping Putana. That reason why Putana was able, everyone was completely bewildered. Not by the beauty or attraction of Putana, but since the yoga maya, Leela Shakti of Krishna was also in working same direction. So she entered, and immediately she saw such a beautiful boy, Krishna. She could not take out her glance from the Krishna. She was not able to take out her glance. Looking very beautiful boy, came forward, and immediately she took Krishna, picked Krishna on her lap, picked Krishna, and placed Krishna in her lap. And then she allowed, she pushed her breast nipple in the mouth of Krishna. And the breast nipple were smeared with a deadly poison. There poison, immediately effective poison was there. It was smeared and pushed, Putana allowed or pushed her nipple in the mouth of Krishna to suck. Krishna immediately grabbed very fiercely, very hard, very powerfully her breast with his both hands and started to suck the milk of Putana. While Krishna was sucking the milk, drinking the milk, same time he started to suck along with the milk, Krishna started to suck the prana, life air of Putana also. Not only milk, along with milk, sucking out her life, life air. And same time he was pressing such a hard to his breast. All he becomes so disturbed, painful. And then Putana could realize that she's not only she thought that maybe the red hot iron she was embracing stuck in her breast. So immediately she tried to throw him out, started to munch, give up, I don't want to. And she tried to push him out, and she could not. So she was so in distressed condition, so painful situation, that she could not maintain, retain her beautiful form. Her real ugly natural form was revealed. Then Mother Yashoda saw. It happened, everything in front of Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they were seeing. As soon as Mother Yashoda saw the ugly form of Putana, a Rakshasi, immediately she felt her prana was about to come out, but before her prana, life came out, she became unconscious. And then Putana, since she was so much disturbed, she was feeling, experiencing so strong pain, she immediately sprang from the spot, from the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, sprang out and flew in the sky. And Krishna, now she was not holding, catching Krishna. Krishna was holding her. And she flew in the sky. Then all the gopis, they saw the Rakshasi took away Krishna. And then she was flying in the sky. And all the gopis were surrounded. Rohini and Yashoda, they become unconscious. They lie. And they were also following Putana in one place. What happened? Putana was right in the sky. She died in the sky. Her prana. Krishna sucked out her prana. Jivani Shakti. Life. Force, and then she fell down on the outer skirt of Gokul. And it is described that since she fell down, so she was sliding and gliding. So there was a big garden maintained by Kamsa, and all the products were used by Kamsa. Though it was near the outer skirt of Gokul, but that garden was maintained by Kamsa, and every product was sent for the service of Kamsa, Mathura. So whole garden smashed. It was 12 miles long. So she was grinding all the trees. No human being were hurt. Only all the trees were crushed up. And then the gopi were following. They saw that Aityatis, such a big, like mountain peak has fallen. It appears that it's a cloud, big chunk of cloud has stuck in the ground. So big. And Krishna was playing on her breast. It was also big like mountain. As if nothing, akuto bhayam. Bhagavad and Sukadeva Goswami said, akuto bhayam. Everyone was scared, afraid of. But Krishna was akuto bhayam, fearlessly playing on the breast of Putana. Gopis came, they climbed up and picked Krishna and took back to Gokul, brought Krishna in the house of courtyard of in the palace of Mother Yashoda. When the gopis came, they saw that Mother Yashoda was unconscious. She was unconscious and they tried to revive her consciousness, revive Mother Yashoda, but every method failed. They were trying to Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they were unconscious, lying as if they have died. That every single method failed. They wanted to revive. So then one elderly, intelligent woman was there. What she did, she took Krishna. One gopi was holding on her lap, Krishna took Krishna from her lap and put on the body of Mother Yashoda. Immediately, as soon as Mother Yashoda touched, though she was unconscious, as soon as she touched the body of Krishna, immediately she came into consciousness. And the similar way, Mother Rohini also came into consciousness. Their consciousness were revived, both were revived, normal. But again they started to cry, weeping so much, so that again they become unconscious. First they become unconscious due to suffering, due to distress, and they derive such a pleasure by seeing Krishna, by touching Krishna, the again they become fainted. They overwhelm with the joy, and that become the reason for their unconsciousness. Again, but however, somehow or other, they were again revived. And then first thing was done, these verses talks about raksha vidhan. They wanted to protect King Krishna. Krishna has touched the body of a rakshasi, witch. And she might have bite. They are thinking that she's rakshasi, witch might have bite Krishna somewhere, some part. Or she must touch itself was such an inauspicious thing. And same time they are thinking that he had taken milk. He has sucked the milk. So must be some dangerous situation, bacteria entered in her his body. So that for raksha vidhan, the first thing they do, first aid. Immediately somebody brought a cow and took the tail of cow and they moved the cow tail around the first touch and moving the cow tail around the body of transcendental body of Krishna. First thing they did. And then go mutrena snapid. Verse 20 talks about go mutrena by the cow urine. They bathed Krishna. They performed bathing ceremony, abhishek of Krishna with cow urine. And after bathing, abhishek of Krishna with cow urine, they sprinkled raja, dust. The dust which was touched by the hoof of a cow, hoof of the cow. When the cow walked the pasturing ground, then they touch some dust. So that dust becomes auspicious, extremely auspicious and purifying. They took the dust which was touched by the hoof of the cow, and they sprinkle, a smear all over the body of Krishna. And then, raksham chaku sakrita, dvadas angesu namabhi. And sakrita means cow dung. In 12 anga places, they made tilak, they do tilak with the cow dung, starting with Keshavaya Namah. Here they put little cow dung with tilak and that also uttered the name Keshavaya Nama. And then Narayanaya Nama, Madhavaya Nama, Govindaya Nama, Vishnave Nama, Madhusudanaya Nama, Trivikramaya Nama, Bamanaya Nama, Sridharaya Nama, Sri Keshayana, Padmanabhayana, Damodara. 12 places they put the cow dung and chanted the mantra. And then, this was the first aid, immediately they did. Now 20 verse starts with a formal way, nice way, nicely they wanted to, according to Shastra, Gopya Samprishya Salila. Now they prepare to raksha vidhan, purify the body of Krishna. They wanted to give protection. They did not know. Then in every single pore of Krishna's body, transcendental body, unlimited universes are completely situated and protected. In every pore of Krishna body, in one unlimited universes are there, situated and protected by Krishna. But these gopis were not knowing this personality of Krishna. They were thinking simply that is the son, innocent son of Mother Yashoda. So they were trying to protect Krishna. So protection, first they touch the water, sip the water, like this whole process will by the left hand, with power some water in the right hand, and little sweeping. They say, Gopya Sanspritsha Shalila, they sip some water. And Angeshu Karyo Prithak. And then they're putting that with purified hand, they're putting some part of their hand in some limbs of their own, and then again chanting the mantra, the karnyas and angnyas, and then they are putting their own hand on the body of different limbs of Krishna, and then suddenly they are chanting the mantra. Like, oh, I am Namaha Ajaha Patu. This was the mantra. This Bija mantra and Nyas mantra, they are chanting and putting on the body of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talked about, they were very expert. Not only the gopis, all householders were aware with the mantra, purifying mantra. But Prabhupada talks about regret in this purpose. But unfortunately, even in India, previously every single person, householder, that knowing the mantra, purifying mantra, how to purify the circumstances, how to purify the body of a child. But unfortunately, even in India, people don't know the process, the proper mantra, and then simply they are engaged in sense gratification. they don't know the culture and civilization. The concluding line of this, Indian householder have forgotten how to execute the angnyas and simply busy in sense gratification, without any advanced knowledge of human civilization. So gopis are performing raksha vidhan, protecting, process of protecting Krishna by different mantra. And next many verses talks about actual mantra, what mantra they were uttering, chanting, they're trying to protect them. Their vatsalya, that parental affection, love, vatsalya, is so deep. They are eternal associates of Krishna. Not that they are agyani. They know everything. But they know about personality of Krishna, that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. But their affection, their vatsalya, is so deep like ocean, vast ocean. And this knowledge about Krishna is there, but it's the bottom, deep bottom. And that knowledge, jnana, doesn't come on the surface of water. So jnana is there, not that the gopi doesn't, they know everything. But due to their affection, a strong, extreme affection for Krishna, that is called as rasa, vatsalya ras, like a vast ocean. So that knowledge doesn't come on the surface, but knowledge is there. So still that reason why we have talked about the Krishna protects bhuvan viswasya karta bhuvanasya gupta. He has created all universe. Vishwasya karta, Vishwa, it created by him, and Bhuvanasya Gupta, he is protecting all planetary system. But the same Krishna, in his every single pore, unlimited universes are situated and protected very nicely. These gopis, ignorant gopis, they try to give protection for Krishna. So next verse talks about what mantra they were chanting. So that here I stop. If you have any question or comment, here stop.